intimate and mysterious conversations during a taxi ride. Starts Friday, only in theaters. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR needs your support to end the fiscal year securely, and right now, all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They'll match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Manhattan. The time is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and lots of other frequencies as well. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. We will have news headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. Before we get to 7 o'clock, what's at stake in tonight's debate, which, by the way, you can hear on your KPR1 stations beginning at 8 o'clock tonight? I have a bit of an overview of what analysts expect. Also, find out why Boeing is in trouble with the NTSB, not for the reason you think. And Oklahoma is preparing for a new immigration law that could cause some problems. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
Right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive, a group of KPR members, including Deb and Alan Parmet, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Schell, are matching all pledges dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your donation will be matched.
Following All Things Considered this evening at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live. It's followed by coverage of the debate. Again, that is from 8 to 10 tonight on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, coming up at 7 o'clock, we have KPR Presents with Kay McIntyre, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer events, including Blockbuster Wednesdays in June and July with kid-friendly performances, including A Magician, Science, and More. Three different performance times every Wednesday. Details at tscpl.org.
Going to be hot again tomorrow. Heat advisory tomorrow for Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. The time is 6:20.
News Considered from NPR News.
We heard big talk from the candidates before the debate.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history, or should I be nice?
We'll cut through the rhetoric and focus on the issues that really matter, from immigration to the economy to abortion rights, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning. Hear what experts, including our NPR reporters, have to say about the debate. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Jay Schaefer is your local host. And to quickly remind you, you will be able to hear that debate tonight at 8 o'clock on your KPR1 stations.
KPR is falling a bit short of our fiscal year-end goal, and a group of generous donors have agreed to match your gift to bridge the gap. You can help us rise to the challenge by donating now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched.
And we appreciate you doing that. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Veterans Administration celebrated the expansion of its Wichita Regional Benefits Office today. The office used to operate out of the basement of the Dole VA Medical Center on East Kellogg. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he wants the new facility to prevent veterans from waiting for months or years to receive their benefits.
This center is designed to make certain that that process works better, works more quickly, helps us retain and recruit employees who do that work.
Earlier this year, Congress expanded VA benefits to veterans exposed to toxic substances during their service. Since then, the benefits office has added more staff to process an increase in claims. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough also attended today's ceremony. The people injured by gunfire at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade learned today how much they will each receive from the KC Strong Fund. 20 of the injured people received between $22,000 and $100,000. Chris Rawson is president and CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. He says the money is unrestricted, so it can be spent on medical bills or anything the people need.
And so giving unrestricted funding directly to those verified gunshot victims allows them to make the decisions that are right for them and their family and their path forward.
In all, the United Way raised about $2 million. The victims got $1.2 million, and the remaining money will be going to 14 community organizations. The Wichita School Board declared the former Park Elementary School a surplus property today, the first step in allowing its sale to the city. Earlier this month, the city of Wichita announced it intended to purchase the building and convert it into a homeless shelter and resource center. Under state law, the Kansas legislature has the first option to acquire former school buildings. If it declines, the city intends to buy Park Elementary for $1. The city says it wants to open its emergency winter shelter there by this fall. And adult websites accessed in Kansas will soon have to verify the age of visitors under a law taking effect on the 1st of July. If more than a quarter of the pages on the site show material that's deemed harmful to minors, that includes pornography, that site will have to make users prove they're 18 years of age or older. Brittany Jones is the director of policy and engagement for Kansas Family Voice, a Christian advocacy group. She testified in support of the law.
Especially on children, as their brains are developing, it really does harm their ability to develop healthy relationships, to develop a healthy understanding of the world.
Critics of the law have been raising concerns about digital privacy and free speech. Slight chance of showers and storms this evening. 70% chance of showers and storms after midnight with a low in the upper 60s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6:35.
Hey, it's Cordelia Brown from Morning Classical here at Kansas Public Radio. You know, KPR is the result of a simple formula. Local public radio plus a dedication to using the power of media for the public good, multiplied by the strength of local listener support. KPR has to raise $25,000 in the next few days, and a group of generous donors will match your gift. Please do your part now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so very much.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and lots of other frequencies, too. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next few minutes, a little more All Things Considered, at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations, you will be treated to Classics Live. That will be followed by NPR's coverage of the CNN presidential debate. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for KPR Presents. Kay McIntyre is your host, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
Heat advisory from noon to 8 p.m. tomorrow for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. Heat advisory from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow for Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, and Wabunsee counties.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 21st through 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
He plays Marcus Brooks in the FX series, The Bear. Season 3 is out now. Lionel, thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. This is All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 21st through 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
Up next, Classics Live, followed by live coverage of the CNN presidential debate. Stay tuned. We do have a slight chance of showers and storms this evening, a 70% chance of showers and storms after midnight, lows in the upper 60s, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and hot with a high in the lower 90s if you're in and around Lawrence and Topeka. Heat advisories go into effect a bit further to the west. They do include Manhattan, Junction City, Emporia, and Abilene. This is Kansas Public Radio, and the time is 7 o'clock.
Hello and welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and in just a bit, we'll hear the Carnival of the Animals. We're here in White Concert Hall, Washburn University, for the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Music Night. And here are the musicians and the conductor, Anthony Walker, on stage now here in Topeka for the first piece on tonight's program, A Suite from Pelléas and Mélisande by Gabriel Fauré.
Thank you.
a suite made of tunes from Pelléas and Mélisande by Gabriel Fauré. You're listening to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka, enjoying a night at the Sunflower Music Festival, featuring the Chamber Orchestra, directed by Anthony Walker. Next, the conductor will do kind of an unusual thing. Usually a special narrator is brought in and rehearsals are made with the orchestra for reading Ogden Nash's verses to go along with Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Let's listen to it now, played by the Sunflower Music Festival, the music by Camille Saint-Saëns, and it's Anthony Walker telling us about the pieces.
Camille Saint-Saëns was racked with pains when people addressed him as Saint-Saëns. He held the human race to blame because it could not pronounce his name. So he turned with metronome and fife to glorify other kinds of life. Be quiet, please, for here begins his salute to feathers, furs, and fins. And husband to the lioness, gazelles and things on which he feasts address him as Your Highness. There are those that admire that roar of his in the African jungles and velds, but I think that wherever the lion is, I'd rather be somewhere else. His battle cry is cock-a-doodle-um. Hands in pockets, cap over eye, he whistles at pullets passing by.
Thank you.
have you ever harked to the jackass wild, which scientists call the onager? It's true, you can look it up. It sounds like the laugh of an idiot child or a hepcat on a harmonica. But do not sneer at the jackass wild. There is method in his hee-haw, for with maidenly blush and accent mild, the jenny-ass answers, shee-haw. Crown my brow with leaves of myrtle. I know the tortoise is a turtle. Come, carve my name in stone immortal. I know the tortoise is a turtle. I know to my profound despair, I bet on one to beat a hare. I also know I'm now a pauper because of his tautly, turtly, torpor. Elephants are useful friends, equipped with handles at both ends. They have a wrinkled moth-proof hide. Their teeth are upside down outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros. kangaroo can jump incredible. He has to jump because he's edible. I could not eat a kangaroo, could you? But many fine Australians do.
Boy, they're delicious, mate.
You see? Those with cookbooks as well as boomerangs prefer him in tasty kangaroo meringues. Some fish are minnows, some are whales, people like dimples, fish like scales. Not that sort of scale. Some fish are slim and some are round, they don't get cold, they don't get drowned. But every fishwife fears for her fish. What? If that's my manager, I'll tell him I'll call him back later. I just gotta finish this. But every fishwife fears for her fish. What we call mermaids, they call merfish.
Thank you.
in the world of mules, there are no rules. Thank you for getting that. Husbands and as wives. Therefore, they cynically disparage everybody else's marriage. Puccini was Latin, and Wagner Teutonic, and birds are incurably philharmonic. Suburban yards and rural vistas are filled with avian Andrews sisters. The skylark sings around the lay, the crow sings on the road to Mandalay. The nightingale sings a lullaby, and the seagull sings a gullaby. That's what shepherds listened to in Arcadia before somebody invented the radio. Some claim that pianists are human. And cite, for instance, Harry Truman. Saint-Saëns, upon the other hand, considered them a scurvy band. Bourgeois they are, he said, and simian. Not like normal men and women. In the museum hall, the fossils gathered for a ball. There were no drums or saxophones, but just the clatter of their bones. A rolling, rattling, carefree circus of mammoth polkas and mazurkas, pterodactyls and brontosauruses, sang ghostly prehistoric choruses. Amid the mastodonic wassail, I caught the eye of one small fossil. Cheer up, sad world, he said and winked. It's kind of fun to be extinct. Can swim while sitting down. For pure conceit, he takes the crown. He looks in the mirror over and over and claims to have never heard of Pavlova. Thank you. we've reached the grand finale, Animale Carnivale. Noises new to sea and land issue from this skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses would look like mumps from blowing umpa, umpa, umps. In outdoing Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, Saint-Saëns has done a miraculous thingling.
Special guest conductor Anthony Walker, doing double duty as the narrator and the conductor with the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra. We've just heard Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns, with verses added later by Ogden Nash. This has been a Sunflower Music Festival recording that Kansas Public Radio has made from one of their Summer of 2023 concerts. The program for it is still online, and you can check sunflowermusicfestival.org to see when the upcoming season is starting. While you're online, check out Kansas Public Radio's Classics Live page and find out more about what we're doing to bring you the best in live and local performances. Chuck Smith was our field engineer, our broadcast engineer. I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANU.
Presidential debates simulcast on NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We have heard a wide-ranging debate so far, from the economy to abortion to foreign policy to democracy and the January 6th attack on the Capitol. There's more to come, and we'll be back after this short break.
Support for NPR's elections coverage comes from Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org.
Our forecast for this evening, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening. Showers likely, with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. Chance of rain, about 70%. Partly sunny for tomorrow with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Hot temperatures in store for tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. Looking ahead to Saturday, highs in the upper 80s. It's 79 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
In this country, more than 2 local newspapers close down each week. This leaves most counties with little or no access to local news and information, and even more are at risk of losing their last local news source. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. NPR is here for you.
We heard big talk from the candidates before the debate.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history? Or should I be nice?
We'll cut through the rhetoric and focus on the issues that really matter, from immigration to the economy to abortion rights. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Steve Inskeep. As you are listening,